If you had a second story on your house, you'd go to it using the
stairs.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Or maybe an elevator. In some
maybe
houses.
You don't need to have elevators in houses.
No, the people put them in when they find they can't use the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this couch and the chairs and the tables, all of that is
furniture.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, a piece of furniture about this high with lots of drawers and you put your socks in it is called?
Chiffonier.
Okay. What's the difference between that and a bureau?
Well, now to me, a chiffonier would be something, a bureau would definitely have a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And the chiffonier might not, or there might have been a mirror just placed on the wall above it, but
mm-hmm.
most of it is
they
just...
They do come sometimes with one on top
mm-hmm,
of it.
With no...
Mm-hmm. Okay. You carry water around outside in a container with a handle. It's called what?
Bucket.
Mm-hmm. And buckets can be made out of what kinds of material?
Well, they could be made out of plastic. They can be made out of metal.
What kinds of metal would you use?
We've got some buckets out there. It's not aluminum.
It's probably the same material as a roof that makes a lot of noise in the rain. That's made out of...
What is that bucket?
Oh,
that metal bucket we've got?
It's made out of a metal, kind of like... Some of them are made out of aluminum and some of them are made out of...
This isn't aluminum.
No, but they're made out of...
It's kind of a heavy metal.
There's that. I think there's a play called Cat on a Hot
Tin Roof.
Yeah,
tin.
But these are not tin because tin rusts too much easier.
Mm, mm-hmm. Probably yeah, I can't think of the right. Galvanized steel?
It galvanized steel is more. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. When you wash dishes by hand, you have to use a cloth, and that's called a.
Sponge or dish rag.
Mm-hmm. And to dry the dishes?
Dish towel.
Okay. How about when people dry off, they use a?
Towel.
Mm-hmm. And you have to turn on what to wash the dishes? You have to turn on the?
Water.
Uh-huh. And the water comes out of a?
Faucet.
Uh-huh. And have you ever heard any other words for faucet?
No.
Okay. You heat water up for tea in a
kettle.
Yeah, sure, a kettle.
Mm-hmm. Kettle.
And you cook eggs on the stove in a
frying pan.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever seen or heard of a makeshift lamp with made out of like a Coke bottle and a rag and some stuff to burn inside?
Hmm.
You ever heard of one of those? In some places they call it a flambeau.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
I think I heard of it, but I didn't know what it was. Is all of this being put on here?
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. Be careful what you say, Grandma.
It'll be terribly interesting to listen to it.
Then what do you do with this?
I'm going to analyze it.
Oh. See, no. She'll go back over it and then take out what she wants.
Yeah, I'll pick out some things. I won't analyze, of course, every single thing that gets said, but the certain items, like the word for, you know, you said chiffonier.
Uh-huh.
I'll see who says what for that, and I'll
You mean that's why we can't cuss?
You can if you want.
Well,
she can take that out,
too. We try not to.
Okay, let's see. Something that you might burn in a lamp.
Oil.
Mm-hmm. Or?
Kerosene.
Mm-hmm. And something you might burn in a fireplace that's not wood, it's black.
Coal.
Oh, briquettes. But coal. Uh-huh, coal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard people say that too, charcoal.
Uh-huh. Charcoal.
okay, now a bed that you make up on the floor is called what?
Hmm. Pallet?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That works. Have you ever heard of a name for...